Did you know your body was created to be well? Your body wants to be healthy and strong, and you were actually designed to thrive and not just survive through your days, and not just feeling okay, but fantastic. This is not what we see in the world today. We see more hospitals, more medications, more unwell people, more drugs, less thriving of a population. Life expectancy may be longer today, but my question always remains, what is the quality of life of those people living longer? So today, I want to inspire you with how you think about your health. Thriving, or are you just surviving? Grab your AirPods or a pen, paper, tea, whatever you need, and wherever you are, to learn how to have health with a kingdom perspective. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the King, mom of three, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-through runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister, I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. So let's talk about how you can build your health in God's divine design as a faith-based woman, as a kingdompreneur. Because the fact of the matter is, if you don't feel well, you don't serve well. So let's talk about choices. We all have choices. Whether we choose food that takes us closer to feeling great or the opposite. Because it's not what we choose today that has the greatest impact, but what we repeatedly choose. There's a compound effect that happens over time. So if you go to the gym, for example, you don't start noticing changes in one day. You might feel better. The endorphins are rushing because we know when we move our body, that's what happens. But you're not going to necessarily see change on your body after one day. Maybe not even after a week. Quite possibly, but possibly not. If you go over a month, over a number of months, then you'll start to see change. If you keep going and after 6 months and a year, you will start to see dramatic changes because you experience the compound effect. So we can relate this to pretty much everything that we do, any area of our life. So I want you to realize that you were designed to be well. Your body wants to feel good, even though you may not think so. This is why science has proven that our body is always looking to achieve homeostasis, in other words, balance. So daily, it will try to find some sort of balance, and that's why we get used to feeling less than optimal. Over time, our body gets used to being tired. Okay, so those of you listening, do you feel tired more often than not? Right? You start to feel tired. We don't do anything about it because maybe we don't know what to do about it. And then over time, that tired becomes your new normal. So the new normal, you started out at a 7 out of 10, let's just say. And over time, you just got used to being tired all the time and you went down to a 5. Your 5 is a new normal and that's just how you feel. You don't actually consider that you could feel better because you might think, I'm not that bad, it could be worse. So we don't actually realize what feels better. We just get to that new norm. Now, in my community and what I teach, once you begin to implement that, and the different habits and principles that you start to make as your regular and new norm, you start to feel great. This is what I hear from women all the time. Start to feel great. Oh my gosh, I feel great. I don't remember the last time I felt this great. And you say, man, I didn't realize how bad I felt before. Now, that is something normal for most women. I hear it all of the time. They think they're not so good. They know they need to improve. However, after they go through what I teach in my program, they start to feel better and say, wow, I had no idea. So you get used to this normal, but your normal isn't God's best for you. I believe we, as believers, are not living God's best. We settle because our brains want us or you to feel comfortable, and for you to reach for better, we'd rather stay comfortable. It's easier for you to stay comfortable. And the thing is that you're not consciously saying, well, I'm just going to stay here because I'm fine. Sometimes people do. However, most want to feel better, but because of the brain desiring to stay comfortable, because that's just what it does, it keeps you feeling safe. And God asks us to step out and trust Him for better, because we are to live in victory. And part of that victory is us feeling great, us living a life that is beyond where we're at right now, so that we can glorify Him. 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in every way, and that your body may keep well, even as I know your soul, which is your will, your mind, and your emotions, keeps well and prospers. God wants you well, sister. He wants you well. My question for you is, do you believe it? Will you believe it? As a kingdompreneur, as a busy woman who trusts God with her life, you aren't well. If you aren't well, I should say, you can't serve well. You are called to serve in the marketplace. Have you tried to get through your day tired, not having proper fuel, crashing and needing caffeine to get you through, or at least you think, right? This is a normal thing. This is what I hear from women all of the time. So what can you do right now to begin your healing process and start to thrive? Number one, you need to believe that God wants you well, period. God is your CEO, and what He says is priority. You have to believe it, because the word says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Whatever is in your heart is going to come out. So you want to make sure that His word is what's coming out. You want to make sure that you are in belief. Even if you don't believe it initially, you meditate on that word. We've talked about this in other episodes. You meditate on that word, and that word is going to come out of your spirit, especially in those times that are challenging, the trials and the tribulations and the storms of life. Number two, start renewing your mind with what the word says. So this kind of goes hand in hand with the last number one. So renew your mind to what the word says about health and healing. Start acknowledging the lies you believe that you didn't even realize. Then repent of them and recreate new truths and begin to declare them every day. This is part of what I take women through in my community and with my one-on-one clients. It's powerful. It is so powerful because it changes the trajectory of your life and sets you up for God to do miracles in your life. But this work has to happen first. Then repent of them and create new truths and begin to declare them daily. Okay, we got that? Your mind or brain only knows what it's been believing, and usually that's over years. All right, so number three, once you do this, you can begin to steward your body well. So in the Whole Health Trinity Blueprint, which is what I take women through when I work with them one-on-one or my group, is it focuses on God as CEO first. There's an order that God would have in our life. God is CEO first. And then we renew our minds, right? We give our mind a renovation. And because where the mind goes, the man follows. And then from there, you can steward your body well. If you're not getting the results in your life, in your health, and you're always saying, I'll start Monday, or I'll start in the fall, or I'll start New Year's, or I'll start after vacation, then this is for you. Because we need to do something different, and you subconsciously are continuing to do the same thing. So you can steward your body well and make better decisions when the first two are in order. So stewarding your body is a form of worship. Like what you feed it and how you are taking care of it. All of that. Look at it as a form of worship. Let's change our perspective on how kingdom health is. Keep it simple. Start where you are. Let's not make it complicated, because we humans like to make things complicated. In my community, when women come in, she gets to decide where she begins. So maybe it's adding the God-glorifying foods to her shopping list. Maybe foods she's not already eating and she's not already doing. Maybe it's depending on where her nervous system is at and is operating. She starts taking Trinity walks. I call them Trinity walks, where she's getting movement. She's getting healing sunlight, declaring the word, and maybe pray, adding deep breath work, all while taking a walk. She is now habit stacked and getting 5 things done in 1 practice. How would you love that? And understanding that what she's doing, how that is a foundational principles to us being healthy that God has ordained. And 4, we need to be aware of when the enemy is trying to stop us as we embark on this health and healing practice God's way, because he's going to come and try to sabotage you, since he does come to steal, kill, and destroy. And every plan that you have, anything good that you want to embark in, he is going to be right there making sure that you don't follow through. He doesn't want you well, sister. God wants you well. He wants you well. So we need to train our brain to stay on the lookout, because the word tells us that the enemy is roaming the earth looking for who he can devour. So if we don't have our armor on, if we are not aware of what's happening or in our world, like in your life, your world, and you're not on tune with what we've talked about here, you will not be able to move forward, because he will be there trying to sabotage. Sister, all I gotta say is it ain't gonna be you. Let's pray. Father, I lift up my sister right now and pray that this info will drop in her spirit and produce the fruit that you've intended it to. Help her find strength in you as she moves forward in stewarding her spirit, her soul, and her body well. Show her where she needs to start. Remind her that her strength comes from you, and that in her weakness, there she will find you and your strength to move her forward in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. So if this episode blessed you and you know that you need support, I invite you to consider how my Whole Health Trinity Blueprint can help you reach the next level in your health. If you know you need to do something different, I can assure you, you won't be the same after 90 days. You can message me on Instagram or send me an email, which you'll find both in the show notes below. Don't forget to review. Give it a 5 stars so we can reach more women just like you. And I will see you next week on Health, Healing, and Wellness. If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the 1 way you can help me is
share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number 2, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number 3, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.